It feels like just about everything has come to a complete halt. But what about dating and relationships? Tough times for love and romance too, I guess. Dating apps are warning people not to meet face-to-face. Weddings are being canceled or postponed. And divorce rates, in some parts of the world at least, are said to be on the rise. From London, The World's Orla Barry reports on love in the time of coronavirus.
A first date with a complete stranger while in social isolation might seem less than ideal. But the dating apps say that's exactly what's going on right now. A little loneliness, perhaps, could be a factor.
I feel like they're just bored.
Sajban Sachdev lives in Montreal. She's on the dating app Hinge and says her popularity has soared.
Now all the boys are like giving so much attention and I'll have like 24 messages when I wake up in the morning. And normally these are people who would have ghosted me like 4 weeks ago.
Sachdev says those potential suitors are talking themselves up in specific ways.
Like 90% of the guys have started to make COVID-19 jokes or say that you should date them because they have a stash of toilet paper and hand sanitizer.
But joking about the pandemic might not be the best way to spark a new relationship. Sachdev started talking to one guy, Sergey, a kickboxer, a few weeks ago. She says things started off really promising. Until one day, he mentioned he wasn't feeling very well.
He was like, oh yeah, I was having headaches and I wasn't sure if it's from the coronavirus or it's from a concussion. And I was like, excuse me, what? And he was like, well, yeah, because I was in China.
Sachdev says she wasn't actually sure if Sergey was joking around or not. But when he stopped messaging, she didn't pursue it. Most dating apps are telling users not to meet up. This goes against the advice that dating coach Catherine Baldwin gives her clients during normal times. But now she agrees that it's just too risky. Baldwin says people also need to put limits on their online chats.
Just like if we were going for a coffee date, we'd want to keep that coffee date to an hour and a half so that we don't build a relationship that's not based on reality because we've only just met.
But singles are trying to be inventive. Lots of dates are happening on FaceTime or Skype, over dinner and maybe a bottle of wine. Some people are meeting up to watch Netflix together, just in separate apartments. And then there are those like Helen Bechtold in Spain, who took things to the opposite extreme.
After knowing someone for 2 dates, we just went for it.
Bechtold, who's from Indiana, was travelling through Asia when the coronavirus outbreak hit. She moved to Madrid, thinking she'd be safer in Europe. During a quick trip to Malaga, she met an Italian man on the dating app Bumble. But the morning after their second date, Bechtold says she got an alarming text.
And then when I woke up Thursday morning was when I got a notification from my friend in Madrid that said, you either need to get to Madrid now or it's unlikely that you'll be able to get here. And I was like, well, I should go to Madrid. And this guy, Mr. X, was like, what do you mean you're going to go to Madrid? Like, it's literally the next epicenter. Are you sure you want to go?
Mr. X, as Bechtold calls him, invited her to move in with him that same day. Then Malaga went into lockdown.
Yeah, 19 days in almost 3 weeks where we have been living together. And we knew each other for a week before. So almost our 1 month anniversary.
And in spite of everything, she says they're enjoying their very unexpected relationship.
The world feels like it's contracting and we get to expand what it means to really care for another human being.
Bechtold says she's not sure what happens with her and Mr. X after the lockdown ends. Katie Bach, an academic in Arizona, thought she knew exactly where her relationship was headed.
April 25th, 2020.
Bach's wedding date, the day she would tie the knot with her fiancé Scott Davis. At least that was the plan. Here's Davis.
Yeah, I had family right off the bat that let me know that they wouldn't be attending, which, you know, I get, I totally understand. And so we were starting to get the notion that a lot more people weren't going to show up.
By mid-March, Bach says she realized that they couldn't go ahead with their big day.
I had somewhat of a breakdown. I talked to my older sister about it because it was sad. A few days later, I decided, you know what, it would just not be a happy time with all that's going on and a lot of people couldn't come. So we canceled probably 2 weeks ago.
The wedding date is now next November and the honeymoon to Costa Rica will be in December. Lauren Holden and Gary Cripps from Lancaster in the UK took a different gamble.
We were just keeping an eye on the news, really, and obviously it was getting more and more sort of hairy as the days went on. So on the Sunday, my boyfriend turned around and said, do you think we should bring it forward?
Holden and Cripps rearranged everything in 48 hours. They sorted out paperwork, called the caterers and notified their guests before the town went into lockdown. Their smaller than originally planned wedding was the last one held in Lancaster Town Hall in March.
It was parents, sisters and brothers, bridesmaids, a couple of aunties, and that was it really. A lot of people were feeling quite devastated for us ringing us up, and we're really sorry you've had to do this, but we just thought, blimmin' heck, we've been really fortunate there.
Holden says the couple has been in near total isolation ever since.
It's actually been quite nice, really, as daft as it sounds, being social distancing and just being us two. Yeah, I thought we'd be tearing each other's hair out by now, but it's been all right.
It's not happily ever after, but a honeymoon at home in quarantine will have to do. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.